Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Yep, even in the touchy-feely liberal Canada, big government is coming to steal their rights, like happening here and elsewhere around the world.
What rights should we have is where we should start. What rights do you have? If you're a free person, what does that mean? I think it means that other people can't coerce you, can't interfere with you, you know, can't take your stuff, can't use force against you. That means you're free. That means other people can't do it. That means the state can't do it.
Right.
That's the sphere of freedom that you have. That means that the government needs to do one job, which is to make sure other people don't coerce you and use force against you and take your stuff.
And in our system, it means the government has to protect your rights from the most dangerous threat they face, and that is the power of government.
Job done. If somebody says something you don't like and causes you psychological angst, too bad. The person is free, and so are you. Put up with it. It's part of the world.
That is free speech right there. Listen again.
If somebody says something you don't like and causes you psychological angst, too bad. The person is free, and so are you. Put up with it. It's part of the world.
And if you want to not have those other people have that right, then you lose the right, and you create a government bureaucracy of speech control and idea control. And that's what will make government really happy, because then they can, you know, the stuff they were doing during COVID, curbing free speech, curbing the free flow of information, altering the truth to make sure that they could you couldn't find a cheap alternative treatment that might work better because they wanted to launch a vaccine. All that stuff could just be going on across the board, and that's what they're looking for. 860-522-9842. We've got rants coming up, and then Leibowitz at 540. Right now, Mark Christopher, BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
Never miss a moment. Go listen to the Todd Feinberg podcast on the Odyssey app.
Well, here we go. It's 5 o'clock hour. We play rants. We take calls. Let's talk to Dave in Brantford. Hey there, Dave.
Hey, Todd. I think this might be interesting. I've got a 50-year-old news clipping. October 1976, I was at college. They were given flu shots for the swine flu.
Yeah.
Check this out. This is the invidiousness of government. Three old people, two women and a man, died Monday within hours of receiving vaccinations at a clinic. That's pretty serious, isn't it? Within hours of getting
Sounds
the vaccination.
Like it, yeah.
So the CDC said, it looks as though this is circumstantial, where three people just happened to to have heart attacks close together. Another CDC dude says it's highly unlikely a bad batch of vaccine caused the deaths. And then a third researcher said the residue, you know, the leftover from the vaccine vial, showed no contamination. The one thing they left out of the story is if it might have been a good batch of perfectly good vaccination that had side effects.
Yeah.
But the invidious nature of what they want to do never dawns on them. And what actually happened is the swine flu was more of a threat by the name than it was in actuality. And after about a year, they stopped forcing it on people because it wasn't that deadly and the side effects were troublesome. And just in passing, the shot I got was an air injector where they had like supersonic air blasted the vaccine right through your skin.
Yikes.
It didn't happen to me, but the downside is if you didn't aim it accurately with a little bit of a glancing blow, it would tear a shard of skin right off your arm. That wasn't a good thing. But after all these years with the COVID story, this is almost identical. The difference is 50 years ago, the deaths of the three people was allowed to be in the newspaper. And you know government would suppress a story like that and just claim it's the crazy conspirators who are making it up.
Well, the one other thing that is different is they had swine, the apt name for the political class, right there in the name of the flu. And they wouldn't allow that today because they'd be worried about the reputation of the pork, right?
Absolutely. Thanks for letting me tell my story. Bye.
Thank you for sharing it, Dave. It's a good story. 860-522-9842. It's, yeah, that's how I talk about government because we have to tell it like it is. And that's just the best I can do for telling it like it is. 860-522-9842, rant line number. 860-751-4698. We can play some rants now.
And the Lord said to Ned, Ned, let my trees go. Free my trees. And Ned said, who is this? Is that you, Annie? I'm just a governor from a small state, but I will heed your... Ned, just do it.
Jolly Ned in trouble for cutting down trees illegally. But what does he care? If you've got money, the system works for you. If you've got power, the system works for you. And, you know, even with his money and position, Ned doesn't have that much influence, but his wife does. Like, she's a significant person in the world. He's a guy who was born lucky, but Annie is a powerful person.
Thank you. This is Frank, but not from Woodbridge. My rant is about all the protesters in the colleges. This is now huge. It's Islam has infiltrated our country, and they're taking over, and they're taking over as fast as they can. This war is not going to be about Palestine. It's not going to be about Israel. It's not going to be about anything else out there. It's about Islam versus Christianity and the Jewish people. They're out to kill all the Jews, and that's in their religion, and that's where it's at. Thank you for letting me rant. Have a good night.
I don't know who they is. There's lots of theys out there, and the you know, these young people believe a lot of crazy stuff. They fell for the whole BLM thing. They're very vulnerable to manipulation. And what we have learned and what we have were given as a system is one that allows all the crazy ideas to coexist in a marketplace of ideas with all the good ideas and let the best ideas win. That's our system. If we choose to not let the best ideas win, if we choose to have a system that is controlled, it will be controlled by the same people who are causing all the destruction that we're complaining about already. 860-522-9842, Sean in New Britain. Hello, Sean.
Hey, always love your show. If given a chance, these snot-nosed, sniveling daddy's money, you know, taking anarchists, right, protesters. I protest a few things in my life, but I didn't hurt anyone. I didn't scream at anyone. I just said, well, what I had to say. But if there was a flight, let's just say the great, well, I won't call him great, but he is to me the great Ron DeSantis said, hey, here's a flight right into Palestine. Everybody board up. Let's say a 777, Boeing, just 400 people. Everybody climb on board and go to Palestine to let them know what's really going on in your hearts and your spirits with your money. And I wonder how many would be killed, raped, or tortured in that sense. And then if they boarded the plane and they went to Palestine and maybe a few of them came back, if lucky, I would listen to the few. There wouldn't be many, I'm sure. This is not a protest. It's a maniacal outburst. And I don't believe that anyone involved. Well, of course, there's peer pressure. So that would be maybe one half, I would guess, roughly. Maybe a third or two thirds. I'm not sure. But if they're going to do it, I mean, man up. Look, you have daddy's money, mommy's money. Get a flight, board the flight. And then and only then, I will listen. And remember to stick your cell phone in a place where they won't find it. And by the way, keep raping mind. That's all I got. Love yourself.
Thank you, Sean. Good to hear from you. Appreciate the call. 860-522-9842. Rant line number 860-751-4698. Mark is next. Hello, Mark.
Hello?
You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Great. So these colleges and these protests, they already have all the policies in place. Every one of these schools has a code of conduct, and we don't need any more government oversight on it. It just needs to be enforced. And the law is very simple. It's called disorderly conduct if you're impeding someone's ability to go about their day.
Yes, but it's different if that's in a public space, like on a city street versus on the college campus.
Even on a college campus, it's still disorderly conduct for the campus.
Yes, but the colleges administer to their own campus. So they've got their own police forces, and if they want help from the outside police, they can call them if they want.
Yeah. The problem is these schools don't want to irritate the people that give them all the money to squirrel away and save, and, you know, they don't want to upset anybody instead of enforcing their own rules.
Well, isn't it funny, though, that you know, Jews are very prevalent on these college campuses, and Jews give a lot of money. And I'm sure on any of these campuses, you'd find a lot of buildings with Jewish names on them. So they're really stuck between lots of many different constituencies that they have a connection to. And that's why we saw them a few months ago. Remember when those college presidents went up and testified in the Capitol, and they were sniveling and sickening to listen to, because they didn't know how to handle that political moment.
They just need to, and you know, stand their ground and enforce their own rules. You know, there's a right way to protest and a wrong way to protest, and when it goes the wrong way, those people need to be dealt with.
Yes, and that's what they're trying to sort through, and they're not doing a great job so far, but. You know,
no, they're not.
It's a learning experience for them as well. Mark, thank you for the call. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you.
All righty. Take care. 860-522-WTIC.
Hello. This is Vito from the pizza country across the ocean. And I just want to say that the Speaker of the House, Micah Johnson, is a stiff. Thank you.
Is a stiff. That word was hard to discern in the Italian accent. Hey, if you're doing Italian, you know, you gotta use your hand.
Hi, this is Frank from Middletown. I'd just like to say this about, there is no longitudinal study that disproves the Bible. The birth and death of Jesus, the whole world used the death of Jesus, B.C. and A.D., if that's not divine on the planet, what is? Just for the record.
I don't know. I'm looking up what a longitudinal study. I mean, I know the phrase longitudinal study gets used all the time, but what is it? Longitudinal studies are a type of correlation research in which researchers observe and collect data on a number of variables over long periods of time. It is often a type of observational study, although it can also be structured as a longitudinal randomized experiment. I don't think that helped me understand any.
My rant is for the people that convinced us in the 70s that we should use paper and plastic because it was bad for the environment. Now our country and the world is polluted with plastic. The same ideology is telling us not to use fossil fuels, gasoline, oil, and whatnot because it's bad for the environment. What next? We're going to be polluted with electric car batteries, dead solar panels, and windmills falling out of the sky. Thank you.
Windmills falling out of the sky. Yes, they do go flying off. And then they, you know, once they're broken, they have to bury them? Is that... That was going around a few months ago. I never figured out whether that was true or not.
Where is Joe? Where is the Department of Justice on the pro-Palestinian protesters from the East Coast to the West Coast? We need to vote these people out. We need to save our country. We need to vote Joe and the Democrats out.
Oh, we need to vote government out. Just get rid of it altogether.
Hey, Todd. So I heard that a 34-year-old male got arrested at UConn during these quote-unquote protests. And the reason for him being arrested was because he was interfering with a cop trying to deal with another individual who apparently did not get arrested. But more importantly, how many 34-year-olds are still in college? Or is this not really about college people protesting? Just a question.
Well, there's always, when there's a protest, there are always hangers-on, you know, or people who, once the conduit of protest has been opened up, in come the professionals. You remember when, how long ago was this? 10 years? It was probably back in 2010. When they had that Occupy Wall Street thing. You remember that? And those guys, those protesters were all trained. They were all trained by professional protesters. They claimed it was grassroots, but it was more bottom up for sure.
Hey, Todd, I'm listening to your segment about Jolly Ned and his trees. And that's probably why I called in the other night about his interview on CT Connecticut, Eric Parker, when he looked like, I don't know, he looked like a deer in the headlights the whole interview to me. And maybe that's what it was, Todd. Maybe he thought someone was going to ask him about his trees, how he cut down all the trees.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So my recommendation is we get a before and after picture. You know, Todd, maybe send Mark from West Hartford down there with a camera. We get a before and after picture.
That was, it's such a remarkable thing that Ned did, tearing down those trees and destroying that land just so he could have a better sight line down to the water. He had no sight line to the water, and he illegally tore down trees and destroyed the ecosystem, said the people there, in order that he could have a better view.
Hey, Todd, it's the proud American patriot. Today's rant is about Ned Lamont. Now, don't even tell me that you guys are getting on Ned Lamont because he cut down a couple of trees in his backyard. You have got to be kidding me. The hypocrisy of this is stunning. I mean, this is coming from Republicans that do not care whatsoever about the environment.
It doesn't matter, though. Ned cares about the environment. He was planting trees just last week in public ceremony.
Want us to breathe dirty air and drink dirty water, and you're going to complain about the environment? Well, I tell you, if that's all you got to complain about Ned Lamont, then that clearly means he's one thing, the best governor in this country by far. You got to be kidding me now.
Takes all kinds, doesn't it? 860-751-4698. Call in your own rant. You can do it. And listen to your own Mark Christopher. We've got one for you right here in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. What's going on, Mark?
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer. With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Something from the Todd Feinberg Show. Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, yes, the free Odyssey app. You should have that sucker on your device there, so when you're driving around, wherever you are, even if you're across the country, you can listen live. Isn't that pretty cool, huh? All right, let's play another rant. Then we got Lebo joining us.
Hello, Todd. John here. It was mentioned on the show, the first 10 amendments, known as the Bill of Rights, was not given to us by the government. That wasn't mentioned. It was given to us by the Creator, unless someone can prove they are the Creator. The first 10 amendments can never be touched. Government can mess with the first 11 on down, but not with the first 10. And this is written there in our Constitution. We cannot mess with the first 10 amendments, known as the Bill of Rights, that was mentioned. Thanks a lot, Todd.
Well, thank you. You know, our system of government, a freedom-based society, is always in jeopardy. We saw that during COVID when the federal government was lying and cheating and working in cahoots with the social media companies to curb the free speech of people whose opinions they didn't like. When you had the CDC trying to squash doctors and researchers who were making recommendations based on their best information and judgment, and politicians wouldn't let them speak. You had the denial of the theories of where the Wuhan virus came from. The lab leak theory wasn't allowed by the lefties who rigged the media to make sure that certain truths can't make it out into the news. It's a remarkable thing. Last week, a column came out. We haven't really discussed it much, but a 25-year veteran of government radio wrote a story about how disgusting it's become internally for the way it rigs things, and it's gotten so far to the left that even the listenership has changed noticeably. Like, research shows that they've lost a lot of center and right leaning listeners because they're so biased. So yeah, we have to fear for our individual rights because they're held together by our belief in them. So we got to keep a close watch. 860-522-9842. Let's go to the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Check in with Mark Christopher. We'll see how the ride goes. Mark.
It's Todd Feinberg. It's Todd Feinberg. Monday through Friday, 3 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Monday afternoon. Four more days to go. Happily. Joining us right now, Michael Leibowitz. Also happily. Lebo, what's going on, sir?
Hello, Todd. What's going on with you, sir, is the real
question.
Well,
I'm just doing radio. You know, I'm just doing my thing here, having fun, thinking through ideas, sharing ideas, taking arguments and agreements. It's a good life.
It sure is a good life. So did you hear about Mitch McConnell basically blaming Tucker Carlson for the dissent in the Republican Party?
No, I didn't hear him basically. I heard him say something. I heard him say all kinds of things, as a matter of fact. Tell me this one.
I don't know the exact language he used, but he basically puts it on Tucker Carlson for why people weren't supporting the GOP bill or, you know, that they just passed, or the bipartisan bill or whatever. But
funding? You're talking about the funding bill for Ukraine and stuff?
Yes, but there's an interesting discussion that's come out of this, or at least I heard an interesting discussion on a podcast I was just listening to with Dave Smith. And he says that Tucker Carlson, first of all, he says Tucker Carlson's telling the truth all the time, which is nonsense.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, of course it is. So he says that's why people like him, because he tells the truth. But what he said was that Tucker Carlson and Donald Trump aren't the cause of anything, that they are symptoms of a public that is already angry. And, you know, that's why the neocons have been voted out. But I was thinking here, you know, as I was driving, and I was wondering how true that is. I think that Trump was a symptom, to be sure. But there seems to me sort of a reciprocal thing going on, that when Trump came down the escalator and he talked about immigrants, the anti-immigration wing of the Republican Party, which is a very large part of it, was very pleased with that. And they liked the way that he talked, especially the way he talked to the media, to the Democrats, to the liberals. That's all true. And that was already, you know, festering within the party. But it also seems to me that once they bought on to the, you know, they jumped on the Trump train, then there's some influence coming from Trump. And I'm just curious what you think of that.
What do you mean influence coming from Trump?
Well, for instance, the Republican Party has always been a free trade party for the most part. I mean, you had your Pat Buchanan wing, but that was a marginalized wing of the party. It's capitalism, free trade. With Trump, they bought into that and went against that. The Republicans have claimed that the most important thing, you know, not the most important, but a big problem was debts and deficits. But when it came to Trump, it didn't seem to bother them at all that he exploded the debt and deficits. So it seems to me that there is in addition to him riding a wave, in essence, that they in turn, the people that made that wave now follow him as well, and the things that he does. Like, he blessed this Mike Johnson as far as, you know, getting this bill passed, but nobody's really mad at Trump. They're just mad at Mike Johnson.
Well,
the lockdowns that Trump supported, for instance, at the beginning of COVID, he supported them, but nobody wants to talk about that. Jeffrey Tucker does a good job of, you know, constantly drilling that point home, but the Trump supporters don't care.
Well, what you're talking about are two different things. First of all, what caused Trump to happen is not, I think, Republicans, but Democrats who pursued inexplicable policies like encouraging more illegal immigration and encouraging the welcoming of people violating our laws into sanctuary cities and sanctuary states, and passing laws to give them benefits for having come here illegally. So those kinds of things caused an excitement with somebody who seemed committed to doing the right thing and also tough enough, gruff enough, coarse enough, you could say, to actually fight the forces of evil, I guess, that were causing those things to happen. And then you have in the in the party politics, the left-right thing, the binary thing that we talk about all the time, that people forget about principles and just root for their team. And that separates people from their logical minds and just gets them kind of emotionally charged up.
Well, I think you're right about the beginning of, you know, why Trump caught on. But once he caught on, and it's not just Republicans, Democrats any longer, because the Republicans will turn on other Republicans. It's Trump versus the Democrats, or at least, well, no, it's Trump, because whoever he turns on, they turn on. But as long as I can remember, I've just, you know, a couple examples here. Republicans were the party of family values. But then they vote for, you know, they fell in love with a known philanderer. And then they excuse it. In the past, they had made the argument that if somebody will lie to their own wife, if somebody cheats on their own wife, how can we trust them? Now they said, well, I don't care what he does in his own, you know, private life.
Including evangelicals who were the ones who were driving all those beliefs in the Republican Party.
Exactly. They love them. You have to be honest. Honesty was of the utmost importance. This guy lies constantly. I mean, you know, not that other politicians don't, but the whole idea was he was forthright and he was going to be different, but he's not. But they defend him. And though he's not lying.
He's different in the ways that he is unique. And that may be hypocritical, like all of politics is, but everybody in politics plays those games. Yes.
Yes, and that goes kind of to my very point, that while initially he may have been following what was coming, now he leads them along, and they just follow and go with him or in any direction that he cares to go.
Right, which is why I was saying that now we're in this state of the political binary causing people. I can't believe this trick of binaryism that is essential to all of politics. The way they pull the wool over our eyes is to make us root for teams, and it's either that one or this one, and we just get all caught up in that fight, and that makes us forget about principles, and it makes us forget about the things that we're here for. You know, why is America great? It's not because of lying political parties and the politicians who use them. It's because of the principles that were laid down by the founders. You can't suddenly decide free speech is no good because you don't like who's making use of it.
Exactly. And that's, I guess that's kind of my biggest concern, is that when you have influential politicians or influential talk show hosts who may have initially caught on for one reason, when people then follow them, it ends up in a very precarious predicament that I think we're in right now. If you look at the Supreme Court, and they haven't ruled yet on Trump's immunity claims, I know, but it seems like they're poised to grant him some immunity. Now, Republicans, as long as I've been following politics, at least the conservative Republicans, have said that the Constitution is not a living document. It matters what the original meaning was at the time it was enacted, and when judges stray from that, it's activism and it's no good. Well, Brent McCall pointed this out to me, and I've been thinking about it, and you could scour the Constitution from beginning to end, and you're not going to find anything in there about a president having any kind of immunity at all. You can find members of Congress having some type of immunity when they're on the House floor, so the founders certainly were aware that they could make this happen. So the fact that they didn't grant the president immunity ought to say something, but nonetheless, the strict constructionists on the court seem poised to say, oh, no, there's some kind of immunity there.
Well, we'll see. Barrett didn't seem to be going along with the other conservatives when they were talking in that direction. So I don't know that they'll be able to get a majority even to do a couple if they want to. But you're right.
I don't know either, and I hope not.
Yeah, but you're right. There is, you know, there's all kinds of hypocrisy in these where there is power. People get undermined by the temptation. There is no doubt, which is, again, that's the premise of our system of government, is the government can't be trusted. And that's why they uniquely in our system assigned government the job of protecting our rights. And that's why those first 10 commandments of the Constitution are such vivid ones, and ones that are so historically significant, because nobody had ever created a government before that actually cared an ounce about the people.
And I don't know that many people even care. I don't even know that the founders cared about the people. I know they enacted a government that did so, but I don't know. You know, it just seems like the people that are in those positions. Now, the founders, granted, it's like lightning in a bottle that at that moment in history, you know, all those men were gathered and living in the same geographical area. So, no, I kind of take it back. I think that there were some that certainly cared, but I'm sure there were some also that just wanted to enrich themselves and protect their own interests, and that was it.
Yes, but cumulatively, what they—I
mean, these guys risked their lives, so I'm not.
They did, and what they created through their combined efforts. Obviously, there's a whole spectrum of beliefs about how to get the job done, but what they created in aggregate is an incredible thing because it looked at government through this unique way, and then put it into effect with the caveat that the evil here is government, and we need to be protected from what government can do to us. And they assigned us rights, knowing that we would have a tough time keeping those rights, and we are, because government just is a vacuum cleaner that wants to suck up everything that doesn't belong to them and pretend it's theirs.
You know, one of the reasons that I kind of just made that off-the-cuff statement that I detracted about the founders not caring about the people, but mm-hmm. there is evidence that the way in which power works, the purpose of a constitution, or our constitution anyway, is to put roadblocks from these people doing things. Even things that maybe appear good or are good in the moment, that it's you need to be restrained. And I just think about Thomas Jefferson and the Louisiana Purchase. Thomas Jefferson, the author of the Declaration of Independence, the man who made himself yes. the enemy of every infringement on the mind of man, or whatever he said. But when it came time, when the Louisiana Purchase was in front of him, he knew that he didn't have constitutional authority to do it, but he did it anyway because he thought, well, I can't pass up this opportunity. But that's exactly how this goes, is there's always going to be an enticement. There's always going to be some shiny object that all you have to do is just violate the Constitution once and you can get it. But, it's never just once. It's over and over again.
No, those are the tensions that exist. I was just reading in the Hamilton book, which I've been spending the last few years trying to plow my way through every once in a while. And I was just reading this part about how as soon as Hamilton and Jefferson got in positions of power at the same time, that they were at each other's throats. They were part of the Washington administration, and they thought the worst of each other. They got so caught up in the two-party system already before there was really a two-party system. They were hating on each other because they were in the other political party. And that caused them to forget all about constitutional values and just worry about their war on each other. So that dynamic is just a powerful thing that kidnaps our logic and puts us into an emotional state that's irrational. And Hamilton later wrote that he was unfair to Jefferson because he was seeing him in a competitive light. And it's a remarkable dynamic.
Well, it sure is. I mean, those are, two of the big problems with politics is, one, the desire for power, and two, the ease with which people fall into their own tribes, their own, version of Yankee suck syndrome, right?
Yes. Tribalism. Watch out for it, Mike.
I will. Maybe I'll get hit by it in traffic. Who knows?
You never can tell where it's going to... Well, it's going to suddenly pop up and appear and ruin everything. All right, Lebo.
You didn't plug my podcast at all here.
We can do that right now. Let's plug that podcast. It's called The Rational Egoist Podcast, and you can find it wherever podcasts appear or are sold. Although if someone's trying to sell you mics, watch out for them because it's free.
It is free. Thank you, Todd. Have a wonderful evening.
See you, Mike. Thanks for being here. Check out the Rational Egoist podcast. Michael Leibowitz does it up good on that podcast, talks about all kinds of issues, and and does some really good analysis on those issues. So check out the rant line, always there for you to lay down a little massage. We'll play it during the 5 o'clock hour tomorrow if you do it right now. 860-751-4698. I'm always encouraging people. Like people I'll meet, I'll say, call the rant line. You know, they apologize. Oh, I can't call during the show because I'm at work and blah, blah, blah. Good. That's why the rant line is there. You can just call it whenever you want. I even try to get Mark Christopher to do it, but he's just so tired by the time he finishes his shift on the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center that he can't handle it. Hey, Mark.
What are you trying to get me to do?
I'm trying to get you to call the rant line, but you're just
call
too
the rant line.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.